Welcome to Heavy Question Time with CN Winners. Actually, these aren't heavy questions. These are actually just a few things. If you go out to our forum, you'll see a section called Watchers and Friends. And under the Watchers and Friends category, there's something called Podcast Q&A. And it's a place where people can list questions that they have for the staff, and we muddle our way through and try to answer them for people, to the best of our ability, at least. I'll go through the ones that we have currently so far. Actually, somebody on our staff asked the question, which Watchers character would you say you are like and why? Even though I'm not the oldest member of the Watchers staff, I would probably say I'm most like Giles, in the fact that I kind of let everybody do what they want to do for the most part, but I'm there to kind of steer people in the right direction. And if there's questions, I'm there to answer them, and I wear glasses. I don't know if there's any other comparables that I have actually to Giles. I'm actually a second generation American who's British. My family came from England and Ireland, so in that way I guess I'm also connected to Giles, the fact that we're both British, but I'm not as exceedingly British as some of our other staff members who actually are British, so our director in particular. So if you see lots of pictures of people from England that are actors and actresses, he's the reason why. But I guess if I had to relate to one particular character in general, it would be Giles. As far as the next question, and I believe I'm going to pronounce this wrong, and I feel so bad because Rob has always, you know, been nice with doing reviews and synopsises of our past episodes. I think it's Rob now, where the G is silent. But he asked actually a two-part question. It says, I'm interested in more details on A. In general, how do you decide which characters will be with who, which characters, as terms of couplehood? And B, when the relationship will come to an end? Now, we are currently in the final episodes of Watchers. We are writing them. We've had them planned for quite some time. So we do know how everybody's stories come about and where they're going and what happens to them. In general, who do we decide who's with who? We really just kind of pair people up in particular and see where the story takes them and find out from that point, is this a relationship that we think can be long-standing? Is this something that's temporary? You know, how does it work together? It's a bit kind of like real life when you're dating somebody and, you know, you're kind of testing the waters to see, is this person a good match for me? So we kind of throw these situations up where the stories kind of lead the characters down the road as to whether or not they'll still be together in the end. As to when the relationship itself will end, it really is a matter, again, it comes down to the story. Where will it have the most impact as far as where we're going to go in the future with the stories for the characters? We always try to stick with the main characters being central to any story. So that means if we're looking at Kennedy, for example, we try to make Kennedy the focus of the stories, with Kenneen and Maya kind of being in the background. They're supporting characters, they're not main characters, so we really, you know, when it comes to a matter of when does things end and when do we decide to end them, it really is a matter of the story. I know with Kennedy's relationship with Mia, Maya, however you want to pronounce it, what she did, you know, when we decided to end that relationship, it was really a matter of here were two characters that were in conflict with each other but didn't really have those situations that created the kind of bond that she would stay. And I know that probably sounds like a cop-out, like, but really there wasn't that give and take with each other. And Kennedy had real issues with, you know, what her girlfriend was doing and the role that she played at the council. And when you've got two people in conflict, something has to give, especially when it comes to work situations. And I think that, you know, we also kind of mirrored that with Willow and Rowena, where there was a conflict with the work and a decision had to be made. And instead of going away like Mia did and just kind of extracting herself from the whole situation, Rowena decided that, you know, she would rather have Willow than have the position of running the council. So it really comes down to, each individual character and the stories that that we put in front of them. Next question comes from Charles Kelly. Charles asks, do any of you ever base original characters on people you know? I can't speak for other writers, only myself, but I know that when I write characters, sometimes it might be a name of somebody that I know. For example, Jim Poland, who is the PR antagonist of Rowena that's worked with the council, he actually got his name from my father. Jim is nothing like my father, or I should say was like my father since he passed away, but it was just the name itself that you know, I wanted to create a character that, you know, had a bit of a sense of humor that kind of got under people's skin when they deserved it, and in a way that I guess that is somewhat similar to my father, but really that's where the similarity ends, other than the name. But we have a character coming up in the finale, and his first name is Thad. And when Susan had remarked when she read the name, she said, oh, that's a really cool name. And actually, the name came from the guy who first sold my first car to me. And his name was Thad. And I always thought, well, that's kind of, you know, it's a very unusual name, and it's something that you kind of remember. So that's why I associated that name with that character, so it's somebody that you would remember their name in particular when it came to the finale of season 5. But yeah, as far as actual taking people that I know and basing characters on them, I really don't do that much. They're usually more of a hodgepodge of different characteristics of different people I've met over the years. So it's not as if I say, well, I'm going to create this character just like my friend from high school. for me personally, that doesn't happen. Maybe some writers do that, but I know that's with me when I'm putting characters together, that's really not the case. So that's what we've got so far from people asking us questions. But if you've got any more, by all means, stop out there again. That's at thewatcherscouncil.net/forum/ the category is actually Watchers and Friends. So if you go to there and you want to ask us a question about anything, go ahead and post it up there, and we'll get to them when we can. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.